Welcome to This Week in Crowder College, an in-depth look into how Crowder College students, faculty, and staff are working together so students soar to new heights, communities are impacted, and lives are changed. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho, specializing in workers' compensation, personal injury, social security disability, and more. Learn more online at neoshoattorney.com. Now here's this week's edition of This Week in Crowder College.
Welcome to a brand new week of This Week in Crowder College right here on 91.7 FM. Adam Winkler here with you, joined by Cindy Brown, the Director of Public Information out there at Crowder College. And Cindy, thank you so much for being with us.
Great being with you, Adam.
Well, let us know about a dual credit and why that's so important and how it benefits students at Crowder College.
Yes, you'll hear people say sometimes, well, I took dual credit classes while I was in high school, or maybe I'm dual enrolled. And these are classes that are set up for high school students to take college classes while they're in high school and gain credit at their high school level as well as at the college level.
So as you look at these dual credits, what are some of those classes that students can take?
You know, popular ones are like their English classes or math classes and stuff, because their teachers at their schools have to qualify, or they take an online class, but they would have to qualify to be able to teach college level classes. So we'll see a lot of kids taking those classes because, like, I already had this English class in high school, or I could take it in high school and it counted for my English there. Why would I want to have to retake it when I come to college? So I think it's a great opportunity for those. We also have some specialty and tech programs because they're learning it while they're in high school. So it just gets a jump start, or maybe gets, you know, some of that time out of the way for them. Another reason some of the kids take them is because, you know, there is a little more opportunity with one-on-one, or they have 5 days a week in school where maybe they only take the class 2 or 3 days a week with us. So that seems to be a benefit as well.
Well, when you look at semantics on the dual credit classes, for people who want to understand a little bit deeper, do they take these classes at the high school? Are they online? Do they come to the Crowder College campus? How does that work?
I'll say yes to all of that.
Okay.
So they can do it a number of ways. Yes, they can take some at their high school. As long as there's a high school instructor there who is qualified to teach the class, they can take it in person in class, as long as we can get a class that makes and their school is willing to do that. They can also take it at their high school during a release time, so it might be an online class that they actually take with us. So while it's getting them credit at the high school, it's more like a dual enrolled class. It allows them an opportunity to take a class either online, or they may have release time to actually come to a Crowder location. And it wouldn't necessarily just have to be the Neosho location. It might be a Cassville High School student taking one in Cassville, or Joplin taking one at Joplin or Webb City. You know, those are also a benefit. Or they might take a night or an evening class that they could do at any location, you know, just based on where they live and what is available. So those are great opportunities for somebody who knows they're college bound. Another big feature is these are a very discounted tuition rate. When they take a dual credit class through high school, it's $62 a credit hour. And then usually the books are rented or used through that high school because we know we have that captive audience, so they're not having to buy their books, which is huge for those students. You know, so it's a big savings as well.
And we're speaking with Cindy Brown today on This Week in Crowder College. We're talking about dual credits out there at Crowder. And you just don't have to be a public school student. If you're a private school student, if you're a homeschool student, you can also take advantage of these dual credit programs as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Adam. We have a lot of private schools who maybe have students that are high achieving or want to get a start on college that can do that. Homeschool students, I think it's great for them because maybe I've gotten to this point in my education where I need this upper level math class or something. They're able to take that class, get credit for it, as well as through whatever accrediting body they're using for their home school. Or, you know, there are a lot of opportunities that we see a lot of students taking advantage of. And that's, I think it's a good thing because it's really giving them that head start on college and kind of preparing them. How do I study for a college class? How do I, you know, kind of ease into it? And we see it being beneficial to a lot of students.
Now, do you have to be a junior or a senior to take one of these dual credit classes? Or are they open to people who are sophomores as well?
Good question. We actually can take the younger students. There are some minimum testing requirements and things that they have to meet when they're younger to be able to do that. But while we see mostly juniors and seniors take them, we do see some sophomores as well as a few freshmen who take them just because they're maybe that high achieving, or if they're homeschooled, they've reached a certain point where they can take those classes. And so it may be just a matter of taking a placement test or something to say, yes, you're qualified to be able to do this, which I think is another advantage.
Well, through your years of experience out there at Crowder College, how have you really seen this dual credit process help these students? I imagine it gets them through college quicker, a chance to get out, earn money faster, and get a good paying job.
Yes, we're seeing a lot of students that are actually doubling up in high school or taking a lot of these classes and then coming in the summer or taking an online to do things so they can complete their associates. And when you think about that, that's 60 hours of credit that they're taking during high school. So yes, they may be getting credit for it for their high school class as well, but they're taking a full load as a high school student at the college level so that they're actually getting 2 years so they can go right into that university and continue on. I remember back several years ago, it's been quite a while, a young lady wanted to go into dental school and knew it would be expensive. So she set her mind to it that in high school, I'm going to get my associate's degree so I can go right onto the university and go into dental school and hopefully not have any debt. And I thought, wow, that was pretty admirable. But we're seeing more and more students doing it. Speaking to others, you know, they'll say, I had 30 hours of dual credit, which meant my A+, I wasn't sure if I was going to use it or not or go on to the university, but the student ended up using it. It still was very beneficial for him and has saved him a lot of money. And he's going to graduate a semester early from us and transfer on to the university. So there are lots of opportunities. Kids can take less hours. They can take, maybe experiment a little more as far as what degree do I want to go into. So dual credit gives a lot of a good foundation to start. And like I said, at that reduced rate and while you're still in high school.
Well, there's a lot of great jobs out there, and we've talked before about the tech and trade program that you guys offer out there.
Yes.
At Crowder College. We know that's an industry that's really growing, so if these students can get a jump start on that, I know that's probably something you've enjoyed watching grow throughout the years as well.
Yes, you know, those tech programs, and we've got a really good partnership with all the tech schools that we can, the students can take dual credit. They're doing the same curriculum as what our college students are taking, that's allowing those kids to either, you know, get most, if not all, that credit at their tech school, or at least get a certificate and then start working when they get out of high school, and then maybe coming to us and continuing to take more college classes so they can maybe move into supervisory positions and those kind of things. So, you know, I just can't say enough good about dual credit. One thing also, too, we have a lot of kids, it's like, well, I might take dual credit or I might take this advanced placement class. Kids are finding that if they take the AP class, while they're learning the same things and doing stuff, they are having to pass a test at the end of it and score a certain score or higher. And some students just aren't really great test takers. They might know the materials, but when it comes to test time, it's a little harder. And if they don't score a certain score, even though they've been in that class that whole semester, they don't get college credit for it. Taking a dual credit class, you're going to get the grade that you earned in the class. And so I think that's another thing that sometimes makes an impact is I know I'm going to get the grade, so if I work hard, it's not hinging everything all on what I score on this one test.
Well, Cindy, if people are interested in learning more about dual credit and how they can get involved in that, what's the best way for them to do so?
You know, they can call any of our campuses, but we do have a dual credit or concurrent credit coordinator, and her name is Twyla Evans. They can call her directly at 417-455-5425, or they can click on Future Students on our website and see dual credit, dual enrollment, find out more information, also find an email address, or they can email dualcredit@crowder.edu and find out more as well.
Well, Cindy, as always, great information on This Week in Crowder College. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Crowder College. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. You can listen to this broadcast again by going online to kneo.org or to crowder.edu. Tune in once again next week for another edition of This Week in Crowder College on KNEO 91.7 FM.